the medical report says that the taser had nothing to do with it, that he died of an enlarged heart. That places us in a position to try to determine what really happened. Well, the witnesses that we spoke to, where Derek Humber was located, from our understanding, the ambulance was at the corner. And what happened is that they decided to let the ambulance sit there for about 30 minutes. Of 40 minutes before they let the ambulance in. The ambulance was only less than 1/16th of a mile, right there near them at the corner, but they wouldn't let them in there. We also learned that Derek Humber complained about his heart. He said, "My heart is in pain." This is what a witness said, and said that the police had his foot on top of this man's neck, telling him, "Just tell us where the drugs are, and we will let you up."
So you had the march Saturday. What are your plans going forward? What kind of action do you plan on taking from here?
The police chief met with us on Friday. He claimed that what he would like for us to do is to come back and develop a dialogue, and that he would like for the Southern Christian Leadership Conference to work closely with him on minority recruitment to come up with a plan where he could bring in some police, because as it stands, he has 120 and is only one or two that are minorities or either African American. We don't think that it needs African Americans to resolve the problem. We think that he needs to recruit and inculcate all people for the job.